But I tell you, having money can ease the road a lot of life if you use it in the right way. Or at least we found that not having it made it mighty hard.
Presents a lot more problems than having it does.
Yeah.
Well, it seems
that
to me
was the only problems we ever had in our married life was financial.
Wow. That's great. I hope I can say that when I get to your place. If you had a lot of peach trees or a lot of apple trees, you'd say you have a
orchard.
Okay. And if, say, the man was walking by who owned the orchard, you might point him out to somebody by saying, he's the man
who owns the orchard.
And if the son of the man that owned the orchard was walking by, you'd say, he's the boy, and you were going to talk about his father owning the orchard, you say, he's the boy.
Who is the heir to the...
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
...property or to the...
Inside a cherry, what's the part you don't eat?
You don't eat the seed or the stone.
Okay. And do you call the thing inside the peach the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Stone or seed.
What do you call the kind of peach where the flesh is very tight against that stone?
Cling.
I didn't know that. Don't they differentiate in the grocery store when they're selling peaches in cans? That they're cling peaches?
Most of them do.
And that's what they mean? I never realized that.
Uh-huh. I mean, they have to be sliced off the seed. They don't,
instead of broken open.
They're not
open.
Free opening.
Yeah.
You know, you cut one of those. Most peaches we have here, that grow here, you know, mm-hmm. are freestone.
Right, yeah.
You slice them open and pull them apart and you get them off the seed or get the seed out of them, you know, without mm-hmm. cutting the peach, except to split it. But the cling peaches, usually California peaches are cling peaches.
I thought it was talking about a variety of peaches like a wine sap apple. Mm-hmm. I never realized
no,
it was talking
it's,
about that.
No, a peach that has to be sliced. Off the stone,
yeah.
Off the seed.
That's interesting. Okay, let's see. What's the word you use? You may have used it, I really don't remember, to describe the type of peach that isn't a clean peach, that you can pop it out of.
Freestone,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's great. I didn't know that. What do you call the part of the apple that's left when you eat it?
Core.
Mm-hmm. When you cut up apples and dry them, what would you say you're making?
Dried fruit.
Have you ever heard it called snits?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder where they call them that.
You know where they got that name? Not in the South, I don't think. I think not in the South.
What are the kind of nuts that grow underground that you pull up?
Peanuts.
Yeah.
That's a southern crop.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Name some other types of nuts.
Hazelnut, chestnut.
How about the kind that...
pecans.
It's really black, has a big black...
Black walnuts.
Yeah.
English walnuts.
What do you call that cover?